Leader Bites for Entrepreneurs with Elaine Jacob.
Haven't already discovered your dream, then these next few days are going to be exciting because we're going to dig a little bit deeper. If you can imagine an archaeologist with a little, makeup brush. It looks to me like a makeup brush. A little brush, like really just dusting away at the fossils, the bones, you know, those things. We're going to do that. We're going to just dig a little bit deeper, polish, look for signs, look for things that is within you that you may know is there, but maybe don't have clarity on it. And so we all have a dream, right? This is it. Every single one of us has a dream. It came with us, buried in our hearts. And our life journey is actually to discover that dream, to be able to bring that dream to reality. And I wanted to tell you about mine, and not in a lot of detail, but like really top of the way, so you can see why I do what I do. Why am I on this microphone? And you may have just come into this thing and said, oh, wow, this is nice to listen to. But you got to know the why, because the why is probably the most important power, right? People talk about willpower. We talk about why power, power that actually fuels you from within. And so leadership development is where I spend my life. I love developing leaders. And so there's two sides of leadership, which I love. It's the self-leadership, which is leading our lives. And then there's the other side of leading others. And I tell you why I love the leading of self, because I believe that is where leadership falls apart. Most people don't realize how important it is to develop themselves as leaders. And I have a very beautiful example, which we call Vectors, and it's from the Minions movie, the Despicable Me movie, which is, there was this guy who was a villain, and he was called Vector. And he says, because he's doing crime with magnitude and direction. And I thought that is a beautiful thing. Actually, every leader in the world is a vector, because we do life with magnitude and direction. We've got to be intentional, and we've got to know where we're going, right? What is this dream that we're pursuing? So that's the self-leadership side. And then there's the leading others, which is the most beautiful part, which is a secret sauce kind of thing, because not everybody's good at leading other people. And that is where I have dedicated my life, specifically in the space of leading people who lead other people. Not manage other people, lead other people. And the reason for that is because of this story. So I read this story a few years ago, and it got inside my heart, and it has become my why power. It's a story of the Sherpas who actually take people up Mount Everest. And we have Sherpas here on the continent of Africa as well, which take people up Kilimanjaro. Story is very similar, but Everest is a whole other thing, right? And the thing about a dream is it is our Mount Everest. It is an Everest. It is high. It is crazy. There's a lot of it that we would need to discover and grow. And it's amazing if you have a guide, because I don't think it's easy to actually climb Mount Everest without the Sherpas. But anyway, there was this article where a journalist had written the article, and he was interviewing the Sherpas to say, why do you do it? Why do you do this thing of taking people up the mountain? And, you know, it's obviously a very difficult thing. And the Sherpa turned around to the journalist and he said, I take it that you've never been up the mountain with other people. And so the journalist said, no. He says, the most beautiful thing about what I do is I help others do something that they will never be able to do on their own. That line got me. That was the first line that just like broke me. Like, a Sherpa is someone who takes you to a place that you will not be able to go by yourself. And so the journalist turned around and said, there's so many risks. There's so many dangers. Why do you insist on doing this? And then the Sherpa turned around to the journalist and he said, it takes a lot of commitment. I agree. It takes, you know, it is a difficult thing. But he says, when I get people up on the mountain and look at their face, looking at the horizon, nothing can compare to the fulfillment and the contentment I feel when I look into the eyes of someone knowing they would never have got here without me. And that is the thing for me that I love. That is the thing that caught me. That is the, journey that is before me, because this is what I do, develop leaders, you know, is knowing that I get to travel alongside people that maybe they will not go as far as they could without me in their lives. That's what I am. I'm a coach, right? A leadership coach. And getting people to make that, take the high road, do the hard things, be their partner, stay along their path with them, saying, I know you're going to see fulfillment, and I know you're going to be able to see something that is so high and so amazing and so beautiful, and I just want to be a partner with you in that. And I don't know what your dream is at this point. I don't know what is it that you've been called to do. I don't know what it is that sets your heart on fire for a direction. If it is coaching, oh my goodness, then we're friends, because this is really a difficult journey. But our journey is worthwhile, and our journey has meaning, because we get to take people to places they would never be able to go alone. And so I am encouraging you here to find it, to have your why power fill your heart, so that you are able to continue every day taking people to the next level of their success, taking people to the next level of Mount Everest for them. So I am sending lots of great thoughts in your direction. Join me tomorrow.